Melissa, who's calling us from Woodinville, I think.
Hello?
Oh, hi. Couldn't hear you for a while there, ma'am.
Hi there. Yes, I was calling because my dad evidently he has pulmonary fibrosis. He gets winded very easily by the slightest amount of exertion. And he had a CT scan, had some other work tests done, and he's going to go to the University of Washington for a second opinion. But I have listened already on your online Green Medicine, and you had suggested something regarding vitamin A therapy.
Yes.
And I'm wondering, my grandmother, she died of this, and my cousin also. So I don't know, would vitamin A therapy work for him? I don't know. That's what is my question.
Well, you can't say for certain, but there's a certain form of vitamin A that can help for a lot of folks. One thing I should tell you, though, is I'm not our clinic expert on pulmonary fibrosis. One of our doctors, Dr. Davis Lampson, sees, I wouldn't say that's his entire practice, no way, but he sees more folks with pulmonary fibrosis than the rest of us, and he's definitely been able to help some people with entirely natural means to stop the progression of the problem and sometimes to turn it around some also. So yeah, I understand he's getting a second opinion from the University of Washington. He might want a third opinion, at least about what to do, an alternative to either doing nothing or you got to take this drug over here, from Dr. Lampson. This is one of his areas of specialization.
And where is he located?
Tukwila.
Tukwila, okay. And then is there any way to prevent, since this seems like it's, he was born and raised and just till maybe 5 years ago moved here, but it's been exposure to smog is what the doctors have, said about regarding my grandmother. Is there anything that I can do this is a genetic, I probably am predisposed to it, but is there anything you can do to offset that?
Well, we get right back to the vitamin A, ma'am. Vitamin A protects all the lining surfaces of the body, the inside the sinuses, inside the lungs, inside the gut, and so forth. And that's just one of many, many things that vitamin A does. That's what I like so much about natural medicine, is something that's good for one area of the body is very, very, very likely to be good for many other areas of the body, too. So anyway, the other area that's very important for is for boosting the immune system, so one gets a double benefit there, and there's many more than double, but anyway, for adults who are not going to become pregnant, 50,000 units of vitamin A a day, which is frequently found in one or two capsules or in three or four drops, that is enough to really strengthen the lining surfaces of the lung and also prevent infections.
Okay, because then I listened to what you had said. It said it was like, it was genetic, like, or as far as men, like men who took vitamin, like it would work. It worked for based on sex. Like, so if a man were to take vitamin A, it would help more than say a woman. Is that
now
not?
That's true. But where women have the advantage is if they can take estrogen and improve their lung function, and men can't do that.
Okay. So, but vitamin A probably just would help people overall anyway. Is what you're saying.
Unless you're a fetus, that's why I said unless you're going to become pregnant, 50,000 units for an adult is very safe, and it would help everyone with their lungs and protecting against infection. You're quite correct.
Okay, well, that's great. I will pass this information on to them, and thank you for your help. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling. And now it's time to go to our break.